Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. So if you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us where you live and what you do.
Yeah, I'm Nash. I live in Venice Beach in the same house with Mike, my co-founder. And we started Orca Beverage Company. Orca is an energy drink that tastes like water with just a dash of flavor.
I'm Michael. I live in this room behind you. I sleep in that bed. Co-founder of Orca as well.
Awesome. So how did you guys get the idea for Orca?
It came from just us two drinking energy drinks every day for our corporate jobs for 3 years. And after 2.5 years, thinking to ourselves, like, there's got to be a better option than what's on the market right now. And yeah, we were sick and tired of the kind of soda taste, like the melted Jolly Rancher taste that you find in a lot of these energy drinks. And the question begged itself, like, why can't we just take all this caffeine and put it in water? And that question kind of burst the journey to what we ended up with here.
Awesome. So like, how much trial and error, like testing, did it actually take for you to create this formula? I'm sure it probably didn't happen overnight for you to build out this energy drink water.
No, it took a lot of time. The first challenge was getting the amount of caffeine we wanted into water without it tasting super bitter and overpowering. And then once we got that dialed, it was kind of plug and play, trying to find the best flavors that worked with it. I think it probably took us like maybe 8 or 9 months, the whole formulation process. And we're still doing it. We're still trying to make it better and add new flavors and stuff.
Awesome. So like, as of today, are you guys mostly selling this like in retail or e-commerce, or where are most of your customers?
We actually just did a little beta launch last week where we just emailed our email list. So if you want to get some, you should get on our email list, but we're not officially launched yet, but we will eventually launch online with an future.
So like, how have you gotten like the word out so far? I mean, building out like an email list and this traction before even launching, like what has worked for you? Like what channels?
We've kind of thrown a lot of spaghetti at the wall. I think TikTok has been best for us. We've kind of tried a lot of different strategies, and we found that truly just taking a picture of the bottle and posting it has worked the best. Mike sent out a tweet with just a picture of the bottle, and it got like a million views. And so we've been able to generate a lot of buzz just based on the product and how it looks, which is great.
That's awesome. So I guess like right now, as you're about to launch, obviously reaching out to your email list, but are you planning on doing like store samples, or like how are you going to get people to try it out and get their feedback?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of the work we're doing over the next 2 to 3 weeks, is figuring out exactly how to approach that. We're exclusively selling online for this run. So, I mean, maybe we'll do some local sampling, but a lot of it's just kind of a social media offensive of getting the word out and getting people to try it.
Awesome. So I guess like for somebody who hasn't tried it yet, like how would you like them describe the taste of it? Is it more like an energy drink or water, or like flavored water? Like what does it taste like?
It tastes like a flavored water, and it would make you feel like an energy drink. So it was designed to taste just like a water. And if you squirted some lemon or whatever into it, that's kind of the level of flavor that we went for. The closest comparable would be hint water, if you've tried that. And then it's supposed to make you feel like you're having, you know, a proper energy drink, 1 or 2 cups of coffee. So yeah, tastes super light, but it doesn't lack in the caffeine department.
For sure. So obviously, I mean, you guys are about to launch and you're focusing more on direct to consumer, but like, what is your strategy for this year? I mean, is it really just doing only D2C or getting on Amazon or getting in retail? Like what is, I guess, like your, you know, 2024 outlook?
Yeah, it looks like a big online push, Amazon, TikTok shop. We're kind of exploring all those options now. And then eventually, hopefully by the end of the year, we start breaking into retail. We want to raise some money to do that. We're under no illusion that beverages are a retail focused business. And so that's the end goal. We designed a can to sit on a shelf and sit next to other energy drinks, be at a physical store. So all roads lead to retail. The time is the question.
For sure. So is it like, do you see yourselves more like in a convenience store, like more like in grocery or both? Like what, in terms of retail, like what kind of beverage do you guys, see yourselves?
I mean, our understanding is that energy drinks are traditionally bought in convenience stores. And so that's definitely where we want to be. I think we've got a pretty good case and value prop to be positioned in some of these kind of like better for you grocery stores. But yeah, I mean, short answer is we want to be everywhere. We want to be everywhere that someone's looking for an energy drink.
Awesome. So for 2024 to be successful, like what is your goal? Like what do you guys want to reach, even like revenue goals for this year? Like what are you guys looking for?
Yeah, I don't know if we can outline a specific goal. Right now, our main goal is to launch. Like we're kind of one foot in front of the other at this stage. We're doing a huge production run in a couple of weeks, and our entire focus will be selling those cases and getting feedback from our customers and making tweaks to the formula and informing our business and all that. And the main goal is just to probably do a raise to get into retail, or at least, if not a raise, have a clear roadmap to enter the new channels.
For sure. Well, I guess like in terms of this production run, like how many cases are you guys making? And like, are you guys like trying to sell them out like in a month? Like, what does that look like?
We're making about 15,000 12-pack cases. We'd sure be happy if we sold those in a month, but I don't think that'll happen. I think a lot of it, kind of like what Mike was saying on the product development side of getting feedback and making the product better, same with marketing and messaging, and figure out what's working, like what's resonating with people, and sort of using that production badge as a sort of experiment.
Awesome. So I guess like as of now, like what is the price point for a case? How much you guys charge?
$36.
Awesome. Come That's on. Cool.
Yeah,
for sure. So like in terms of your company, obviously now that you guys are launching and getting things ready and getting it in front of as many people as possible. But what is like the bigger vision for it? I mean, like obviously being in retail, being in grocery, but do you view it, like you sort of mentioned, kind of like a functional beverage, maybe athletes using it. Like, who is your ideal customer?
I think our overarching goal, to answer your first question, is to like eat up a ton of market share in the energy drink space and like be a true player in the space. And like, I think in terms of who the customer is, it's someone who's drinking energy drinks now and is kind of bummed that they have to drink this soda-like super sugary drink, but do so because they want that level of caffeine. And like almost all of our friends drink energy drinks, and a lot of them, when we told them about Orca, were super stoked to have a super light, clean option. And so yeah, I think it's to take over the energy drink category. That's the goal.
Awesome. So in terms of obviously now in 2024, many companies are looking for use cases of high level technology like AI. So is that something that you guys are using at all in the business, maybe like for copywriting or messaging or other aspects? Or if not, like where do you feel like AI can maybe just come in and help you guys out?
It's a great question. I think we're using AI to the extent that like anyone else uses AI today. It's like, proofreading, helping generate ideas, just like the normal amount. I wouldn't say we're leveraging AI at any kind of integral part of our business. That being said, I mean, I don't think a lot of this stuff isn't there yet. It feels like I'd love to be able to send a photo of the can to ChatGPT or DALL-E or something and have it generate like cool product images, but it's just not there yet in my experience. Like I got off the beta list for some video generating AI where like I uploaded pictures of the bottle and was hoping to get, like an ad out of it, I guess. But it was like this amorphous, crazy video that it was just unusable. So, I mean, maybe in a couple of years it'll get there.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think it's there yet for that kind of content. So in terms of the business, like what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you guys wish you knew before launching this business?
That's a good question.
I mean, we really haven't even, it's not even day one for us. So I don't know if we're in a position to give out any advice. I guess.
Well, even things that you've learned. I mean, I'm sure maybe there are things that have come up even, to this point that maybe you didn't expect or that you wish that you would have known. Or did you guys feel like everything has happened so far, you were prepared and that there's nothing that kind of has happened where, okay, I didn't expect this to happen. Or I wish that I would have known, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's anything like that, like, with the product.
I would just say that like the problems have come from places that we didn't necessarily expect. which I'm sure is true in other frontiers, but like we thought it'd be really hard to market and sell a drink being newcomers, like coming competing against big companies. And it probably will be really, really, really hard, but we've seen some success on social media to the point where it's the manufacturing has been way harder. And like we thought that would be, you know, it's not like we're building an electric car, we're building a drink. So I think just being prepared to put out fires like in every conceivable area, because they kind of come up and like nothing really goes smoothly, I guess. I don't know.
Right. So it's more of like the things that you thought were challenging have not been challenging, like marketing and like this kind of pre-launch, because you guys have gotten so much traction beforehand. But actually, like when it comes to manufacturing and that's been delayed, or just some challenges there that you didn't expect. Because to your point, it's like it's not a super complex thing, but maybe there's more complexities. Even finding like the right partner, because you know, can be challenging when it comes to any beverage.
Exactly.
Awesome. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you guys see things going for your business?
That's a good question. I think I can talk about where we'd like it to be, which is Mike spoke a little bit about it earlier, but we'd like to be on Amazon, starting to push into retail, having raised some serious cash. And I think really dialed in the manufacturing and production process. Like that's what we're super focused on getting dialed right now. That's where I'd like to be.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you guys, you mind sharing your website or social media, I guess, best ways to get in contact?
Yeah, drinkorca.com is our website. You can sign up for the email list there. Like I said before, this beta drop, we only sent out to the email list. So we're trying to reward those who hop on it. And then our socials are mostly Orca Bevco.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you guys so much for your time. We're rooting for both of you and it's very exciting. So good luck with your launch.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. All right. Bye.